Our Father, thank you that you wrote the Bible, that you inspired humans by your Holy Spirit to write down exactly what you wanted them to do. And we pray, Father, that by your Holy Spirit this evening, we would hear the author's voice, your voice, as we hear read and consider Psalm 13 tonight. Amen. Psalm 13. For the director of music, a psalm of David. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I'll sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him. And my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It's quite a hard read, isn't it? Some of us will have that how long feeling. If we haven't got it now, we might have had it in the past. If we haven't got that ourselves, then we probably know somebody who is always asking, how long? How long? We don't know for certain whether Psalm 13 was written by David out of a place of mental health trouble, depression and things like that, but it does look like it, doesn't it? Look with me at verse 2. How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? This is certainly written by somebody who, if he hasn't got long-term depression, he's certainly got short-term feelings of depression. This is written by somebody who knows what it's like to feel cold, to feel empty, to feel the weight of life upon them. I want to break our psalm down into three sections there. I think it's formatted in three, isn't it, in our Bibles. So first of all, verses 1 and 2. Be honest about our mental health. Be honest with God about it. Four times here, David says, how long, Lord? How long, how long, how long? Verse 1, he feels that God might forget him forever. He knows deep down that God won't forget him, but this is how David's feeling. He's feeling like he's less than an afterthought to God, that life has got so bleak for him that he thinks God might have gone elsewhere. How long will you hide your face from me? The idea of God hiding his face is God turning away in horror, away from the person from whom he's hiding his face. When God faces towards us, we know we're in his blessing. David feels that God has taken his blessing away from him. Life is feeling empty of good things. David's feeling far from God. How long must I wrestle with my thoughts? Many of us will know what it's like for thoughts to keep churning around in our minds. that just won't go away. Perhaps keeping us awake at night or stopping us from being able to concentrate on things. How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? And we don't know here whether David is talking about an actual physical enemy, or is he referring to his own thoughts as his enemy at this stage? It looks to me like it's the latter of those two, that these thoughts that he's having, he's experiencing as an enemy. It's a bleak place to be, isn't it? It's a hard place to be. I did a bit of Googling to find some stats today. Approximately one in four people will experience some kind of mental health problem each year in England. One in four each year in England. How many of us are there here tonight? There's about 20 or so of us here. So on average, five of us are going to struggle with some kind of mental health issue this year in 2025. And then next year, maybe the same five, maybe another five. One in six of people report experiencing a common mental health problem like anxiety and depression in any given week in England. One in six in any week. So we might expect three of us here, maybe four, to be experiencing a mental health problem this week. It's quite easy in church, isn't it, to think that mental health issues are for people out there, because we're in church, and aren't we supposed to be sorted? Aren't we supposed to be all right? Well, people in church break their legs, break their arms. In the same way, people in church struggle with depression and anxiety. David is very honest with God about his mental health here. I hope that St. Andrew's and St. Luke's are places where we can be honest with God and with one another about how we're feeling. And if we're having trouble in this area, that we can find somebody to discreetly have a chat with, whether that's me or Ash or somebody else. I hope this is a place where we can do this and we can be honest and we can seek help. What does David do next? He makes requests of God from this dark place. Verse 3, look on me. Look on me and answer. David's been worried that God might forget him forever. Now he's asking God directly to look on him and answer. Turn his face back to him. Give him the blessing of an answer from God. Give light to my eyes. David's speaking very much in picture language here, isn't he? Often people say that depression and anxiety and things like that feel very, very dark. That's how David's feeling, isn't it? Give light to my eyes, or I'll sleep in death. And David, as God's chosen king over God's people, does not want to be the one whose enemies say to him or say about him that they've beaten him. That would be no good. That would bring God's name into disrepute if God's chosen leader is defeated by his enemies. But from this place of deep personal darkness. David is calling to God to give him light. I don't know how you would have answered, what were their names? What other names were that came up on the screen? Jamie and Amelia, I think. I don't know how you would answer them. But it wouldn't be a bad place to start, would it? To pray with them. To pray that God would bring light into their feelings of darkness. To lift the gloom. For them to be able to see, once again, God's blessings in their life. When you're feeling down, or maybe you are currently having a mental health problem, what do you pray for yourself? Sometimes it's hard to pray, but here's a prayer for you. Give light to my eyes. Lord, look on me and answer. Give light to my eyes. Give light to my heart. So David is brutally honest. He makes requests from a dark place. And then finally, verses 5 and 6, he trusts from a dark place. I think in the best of our times, we can quite easily forget to trust God. And when we're going through a really difficult time, when our mental health has taken a bashing, trusting in God is not necessarily the easiest thing to do. We have these words here for us to help us. And isn't it wonderful that this psalm dealing with these things only has 6 verses? It doesn't take long to get from the beginning to the end, which is a good thing. But here we're given these words that David is determined that he will trust in God's unfailing love. Notice what he's doing there. I will trust. Trust isn't a feeling, trust is a decision. What will he trust in? God's unfailing love. That's a world away from, I think you've forgotten me. David's almost preaching to himself here, isn't he? He's reminding himself of these big truths about God. Reminding himself when he's in a dark place that God's love is indeed unfailing and is indeed trustworthy. And therefore he will trust in God. My heart rejoices in your salvation. If we're trusting in Jesus, we are saved. We are rescued. Whatever we're feeling like today, however our health is today, whether it's our mental or physical health, we are saved. We are rescued by him for all of eternity. And therefore, we can rejoice in that knowledge. Now, rejoicing doesn't mean to say we've necessarily got big happy faces on. It can mean I'm feeling absolutely rotten here, but I do know this very, very good thing. Deep down, I know that I am saved. And the final verse, I will sing of the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. Sorry, I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. Singing is very good for us, isn't it? Quite often, we'll sing words that somebody else has written for us. I'm no songwriter. We might have one or two songwriters here. Most of us aren't. We rely on other people to give us words. And just like this psalm is words given to us, divinely inspired words, we can have some non-divinely inspired, but words that are based on the scriptures to sing. Good, clear Christian songs and hymns that we can sing. If we've got Spotify or similar, we can quite easily listen to some decent Christian music and sing along, even very quietly. I will sing the Lord's praise. Notice again, this is an I will. David is deciding that he's going to do this, even though he's in a dark place, and possibly especially because he's in a dark place. And he will do this because the Lord has been good to me. How many of our songs that we sing, all of our songs tonight that we're singing, say something about the good things that God does for those who love him? Of course, Jesus is the one who ultimately had feelings of great distance from God and great weight bearing down upon his soul. Think of him in the Garden of Gethsemane, the night that he was arrested. He took his best friends into that garden to be with him. He told them to watch and pray. They fell asleep. And he cried out to God, prayed so hard that the Bible tells us his sweat turned to drops of blood. And he prayed, "Not my will, but yours be done. Father, take this cup from me, but not my will, yours be done." Jesus has been in dark places. Jesus has come out of those dark places into the incredible light of resurrection. And all who trust in Jesus have that sure and certain hope laid out before us, don't we? That however our health is today, our mental health, our physical health, we have this certain and sure promise that one day all that will be wiped away, all tears will be gone, and we will see Jesus face to face. We'll be in his presence in unspeakable joy for all eternity. So what do we do when our mental health has taken a bashing? Well, we're honest with God. We remember to ask him to help us from that dark place, and we resolve to praise him, come what may, knowing that certain hope, knowing that one day it will be gone and we'll no longer suffer in that way. And we look to the Lord Jesus, the one who has done it for us. Let me pray. Our Father, we thank you so much that you've given us this little psalm, just 6 verses, to help us when we're feeling depressed or anxious, to help us when our mental health isn't in the place we would like it to be. Please would you help us to be quick to pray honestly to you about how we feel, but asking you to help us where we are. And please would you cause us all the time to resolve to praise you because of the hope that is set before us through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.